FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
2 days until International Christmas Jumper Day, everybody. So you got to bring your Christmas jumper into work. And that's the rules. It's supposed to happen. It has to happen. 15 days, 15 sleeps until Christmas.
Oh my God, lads.
207 days until Oasis are back together. Today is National Lager Day across the world.
Right.
Always National Day responsibly. And on this day in 1926, the second part of Hitler's Mein Kampf, which was his book that he published, was released in 1926. It translates into My Struggle.
Wow. Yeah.
Did you ever see that video of a granddad? It's all over social media. A granddad was asked to get a present for his grandson.
Okay.
And the grandson, they're recording the video, the grandson opens it up and it's a copy of Hitler's book, Mein Kampf. And the father's like, no, Minecraft.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that. That's
granddad did not understand the mission.
Yeah.
On this day in 2000, Eminem went to number one in the UK singles charts with Stan. And on this day in 2003, Kylie Minogue hired somebody to tell her when to eat.
Sorry, what?
Yeah, so she had somebody hired, a helper, to remind her when to eat because she totally lost her appetite.
What?
So she wouldn't eat for days on end.
I don't get it.
She had to hire somebody to go, okay, Kylie, it's lunchtime. You have to sit down and eat now. That was somebody's job once upon a time.
I never struggle with that, lads.
Yeah, absolutely not. No, in fact, I have to hire somebody to tell me stop eating. Put down the fridge. This is unbelievable, Vic. A study has revealed that some species of female frogs play dead to avoid mating with the males they're not fond of.
You sure that's just frogs?
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure not. Research from National History Museum of Berlin found the tonic immobility is a tactic used by frogs to brush off unwanted mates.
Yeah, well, there you go. Do what you got to do.
This refers to the stiffening of arms and legs outstretched in a pose.
Oh my God, I'm trying that. Well, I'm totally going to try that.
I can't, I'm dead. That's the fourth time you've been dead this month, love. And this one is interesting as well. I love this story, but what's your views on it? Over in Sweden, you're right there. Women, you're unbelievable. Even frogs.
I'm sorry, I'm back. That pushed me over the edge for a minute.
It's so funny, isn't it?
Even frogs. Even frogs are at it.
Yeah, oh God.
Oh lads, I've actually got tears streaming down my face.
Am I tapping out here or will I give you one more?
No, go on.
So Sweden has a global reputation for championing gender equality, okay?
Yes.
They have done for a very long time. So why are young women over there embracing this social media trend that celebrates quitting work? Vilma Larsson is 25, previously had jobs in different factories and different areas of life. But she has quit work a year ago and she's documenting it online. She is now a stay-at-home girlfriend.
Yeah, it's like this. It's this trad wife craze.
It is getting back to being the traditional partner.
It's a craze. It's happening at the minute. Yeah, trad wife.
She said, my life is softer, I'm not struggling and I'm not very stressed. Her boyfriend works remotely in finance. While he spends his days on his laptop, she's at the gym, out for coffee, cooking and hanging out with other girls who are doing the same. Now that sounds pretty sweet to me.
It does.
You know?
Yeah.
She said she's given up on the whole career thing. This is kind of so many opinions on this flying in.
Yeah. Just down to each person. Some people find it really hard to just be at home and do things like that without having a focus like a job or work.
I'd lose my mind.
So would I.
If I wasn't doing something.
Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Wake up, get up. Cork's good times.
Red FM.
Hey Marie, and one thing, 6:17. If you are Christmas shopping, by the way, every €1 spent locally pumps €4 more into the economy. That's worth remembering. Keep it in Cork this Christmas.
Yeah.
Johnny Amazon is going to be all right.
Yeah, exactly.
I know it's very easy to kind of sit down and log on and buy your stuff and have it delivered to the door, but if you can do that with Cork shops, you're going to make a huge difference because January and February is pretty bleak for a lot of businesses. So spend your money in Cork if you can.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued by this. I really am. So
here we go.
Go on.
Noddy Nor is an indecisive person. She's some Noddy Nor, all right.
A naughty Noor.
Yeah, I don't know. Am I saying it right, lads?
Yeah, no, N-O-R-E.
It's N-O-D, so nod.
Nod.
Then double E, noddy, and then N-A-W, noddy Noor.
Noddy Noor.
She's some naughty Noor, babe.
Yeah, an indecisive person.
We were pretty indecisive.
I tell you what, Cork, yeah. You really do have your own language. I've just skipped through a few pages there.
Yeah.
And there is quite a few that I don't know, and but then there's loads that I do know. But it's, my God, how you can fill a whole book, and it's all Cork.
Yeah.
I love it.
All right. And more of that.
One quick one.
Yeah.
Pigeon. What's a pigeon?
Pigeon?
You yeah.
You see them in Dawn Square shouting all over the place.
It's a pot for...
Oh, right, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, you ask the nurse. Tell that nurse to bring the pigeon into me as I can't get out of the bed. That's what it says, lads.
It's a bedpan.
Yeah, it's called a pigeon.
Why is it called a pigeon?
I don't know, it's Cork.
I have to pull down me fly.
Pretty bird.
My name is Jeff.
Right, Casey versus Rory, let's go.
Dad Gags, take it away, buddy.
Two birds are sitting on a perch when one says, "Do you smell fish?"
Lads, what's a pirate's favourite letter?
R.
You would think so. But it's the C he likes.
What a joke.
Very good.
Lads, does anyone know where the Tesco staff Christmas party is this year?
No.
I said I'd go along. I've been using the self-checkout all year.
That's brilliant.
That's pretty good. What's the difference between Wuhan and Vegas?
I don't know.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Lads, these are brilliant this morning. These are really good.
My mother-in-law fell down a wishing well recently. I was really shocked. I didn't think they worked. Apologies to my mother-in-law, who I love dearly, by the way.
She's not going to love you after
no.
that.
How does a gorilla ring a doorbell?
No.
King Kong.
On my way home yesterday, I saw a cat and a hedgehog get into a fight. The hedgehog won on points.
Oh, good Lord.
That's desperate. That's desperate.
Nice one. All right. What do you call a poor Santa Claus?
Don't know.
Poor Santa Claus, Saint Nicholas.
What a joke.
Did you hear about the actor who broke his leg on stage?
No.
He's still in the cast.
I love this.
Good,
this came in from Jenny this morning. A woman meets her friend carrying a big, beautiful cake. Massive big cake. "Nice cake," she said. "Who's it for?" "My husband's secretary." "Oh. Does she, what does she have, a birthday?" "No. A narrow waistline."
When the airline destroyed my luggage, I showed the pictures to my solicitor. He says, "It doesn't look like you've got much of a case."
Oh, Jesus. Dad gag on WhatsApp this morning that has come in from Emma. Emma Ahern. How does the Rock pee?
Ta-da.
He Dwayne's his Johnson.
That's good, Emma.
I owe a lot to footpaths. They've been keeping me off the streets for years.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, that's bad.
Come here.
Last one from me. Yes. Love is like a fart.
Yeah.
If you have to force it, it's going to be something else.
I think KC wins this morning.
Oh, sorry, take one more.
I've got my best one for last.
Go on.
A friend of mine moved to Yale recently. I asked him how it was. He said, "Well, it certainly has its perks."
Hey!
Sorry, Rory just took it there with the last
no
one.
No way.
Well done, Rory. Go on, Rory.
Taken out by a Yale joke. Wake up to Red FM Breakfast with KC. I wake up early every morning. Cork's good times. You know when you're performing and you're out with the Papazitas, you'll be knocking out the Christmas hits. What's your biggest song that you do?
I do "All I Want for Christmas Is You."
Okay.
And we do "Merry Christmas, Everyone."
Do you do "Fairy Tale"?
No, we do a bit of Shakin' Stevens.
Okay.
We do Bruce's version of "Santa Claus Come to Town."
Okay.
And we do Mariah, "All I Want for Christmas Is You," Casey.
Over in America, even though it says New York in "Fairy Tale of New York," they don't know the song.
I can't believe that.
Strange, isn't it?
How?
Well, all of the Irish know it, but it's never been a radio hit, or it's not considered a big Christmas song.
It's the
over
ultimate
there.
Christmas song.
It's bizarre. But there's a thing called Dial-A-Carol that I used to ring, and you ring them up, and they're a student union over in a university in America, and you ring them up, and they will sing a song for you. Any song at all.
This is so good.
But they don't understand, they don't get Fairy Tale in New York.
Dial-A-Carol, how can I help you?
Hello, how are you?
Hi.
Hi.
I'm not feeling very festive.
You're not feeling festive?
Can you sing me a song?
Okay, what do you want me to sing to you?
Can you do Shane McGowan and the Pogues and the Fairy Tale of New York?
I'm sorry, the Fairy Tale of New York by what?
Shane McGowan and the Pogues with Kirsty MacColl.
Okay, let me see if anyone knows that song to you.
Okay, so they go off now. They're you know, consulting with each other. Nobody knows the song.
We don't know that one.
You'll find the lyrics on the internet if you want to look them up.
You want me to look it up?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, what of New York?
Fairy Tale of New York.
Fairy Tale of New York? Okay, hang on. Okay, if you start off, then I'll get the tune, and then we'll be able to sing with.
Okay, I'll do the Shane McGowan bits. You do the Kirsty bits, okay?
Oh, we're Shane, yeah.
You're a bit.
Came in 18-1. I've got a feeling this is for me and you. So happy Christmas. I love you, babe. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
She kind of nailed it.
On the trip in that bed.
Still going. Got
your
maggot.
Happy Christmas. I pray God it's all that. I've never heard that song
before. I was just making it up. Go away, you mess. You were not making it up. That was brilliant.
Oh, well, I was just reading the words. I didn't know the tune.
Not bad, like, I mean. Not bad. Not bad.
That was terrible. We listened to the same thing there.
You know, she had to make an effort, I suppose.
She tried. She
did
tried.
Her best.
Red FM Breakfast. With KC on Cork's Good Times.
This is an interesting one. We often talk about how generous she is. Taylor Swift has given bonuses worth $200 million to everybody that worked with her on her Eras tour.
$200 million?
Yeah.
How many? There must be a couple of hundred staff on it.
I don't know. There probably is. It just says Taylor Swift has given away a staggering $197 million, which is £154 million, which would be... whatever. Anyway, we'll work it out. And she's given them in bonuses to the people that worked with her on the Eras World Tour.
See, I suppose a lot of them had to leave their family for 2 years and they were on the road.
Yeah,
like,
it was 18 months, the whole thing,
yeah,
I think, wasn't
crazy.
It? From start to finish. So, yeah, you're right. That's a long time. Do they get breaks in between to go back to their family? I don't know. But we've talked about her being generous before, and I think that that puts her in a really good light, doesn't it?
She had two teams on the road, apparently. So she'd be doing a concert in one city in Australia.
Yeah.
And then the other, like 50 artists, would be gone up the road, setting up the next.
Wow, is that how it works?
Was the one that was been used was been taken down.
Wow.
And then that one was moving on to
it's
the next city.
It's a machine, isn't it?
Incredible. Her book sold out yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't know, hundreds of thousands of copies were sold out in about an hour.
So did it go, it went on sale?
Went on
yesterday.
General sale. The hard copies went on general
and
sale.
And that was it. Gone.
Worldwide, gone. And they turned. They were on sale for like 40 or 50 quid, but they turned up on eBay for like 300 quid an hour later.
Wow.
That's how quick people
were selling them, reselling them.
And people were buying them. Yeah, it's crazy.
See, that's the thing. I suppose there's a lot of probably young girls that would want that book for Christmas. This is an interesting one. Actress Kate Winslet has been speaking on 60 Minutes about the abuse that she suffered as a young female actress in the 90s, specifically when Titanic came out. I don't know if you remember much, but I can remember there was quite a bit of abuse thrown at her.
Really? Why?
For her weight.
What?
People saying that she was overweight as a young woman, she was overweight and that she wasn't. She didn't look like a Hollywood movie star.
Oh, okay.
But it's really interesting to hear her talking about it now, and I think this is a very moving clip. But this is Kate Winslet talking over the weekend on 60 Minutes. Have a listen.
Okay, come on, come here. You can do it.
It's absolutely appalling. What kind of a person must they be to do something like that to a young actress who's just trying to figure it out?
Did you ever get face-to-face with any of those people?
I did get face-to-face.
What did you say?
I let them have it. I said, I hope this haunts you.
It was a great moment. It was a great moment because it wasn't just for me. It was for all those people who were subjected to that level of harassment. It was horrific. It was really bad.
Sad. It's very sad, isn't it?
It is.
Like, she was a young girl, and you think about it, she's dealing with fame and she's dealing with everything that came with how massive that film was, because it was huge, wasn't it, at the time?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, yeah. Listen, as she says, what kind of a person would say that about somebody else?
They're blaming her for sinking the Titanic. Is that what was going on? People are so cruel, Vic. So cruel.
Red FM Breakfast
with KC. Cork's Good Times.
Red FM.
Rory, yes. Top overall searches for 2024.
Neil Prendeville. It has to be like Cork number one, Neil Prendeville.
Obviously, people were using Bing, baby.
I love it.
It wasn't turning up. Google searches this morning. Give me, if you get 5 of the top 10, I will hoover out your car today for you.
Oh, okay? My God.
Have you seen the state of my car?
I've seen it. state of all our cars.
Yeah.
That's some present.
All right.
That's a pretty good present, yeah.
Let's go for it. Overall searches for 2024. Go.
Oasis.
Correct.
All Ireland.
You've got only got 5 guesses now. Okay, go on, keep going.
Okay, the second guess.
Toy show.
Third guess.
Third guess would be...
Think of what happened all year.
Election.
Okay, one more.
I think you can think bigger than Ireland. Can you?
Oh, is it just for Ireland?
Overall searches.
It's globally.
Oh, globally.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with... Ukraine.
You got 2 out of your 5. Now I'll give you another chance to play this game. Give me 5 of the most searched people in the world and I will hoover out your car.
Okay,
go.
Neil Prendeville, number 1.
You can mark Prendeville off it, okay?
Donald Trump.
Go on.
Joe Biden.
Go on. Come on, think sports.
Yeah, sport, yeah.
Movies.
Lionel Messi.
Go on.
Cillian Murphy.
Next.
Sydney Sweeney. Oh,
Looks like I'm not hoovering out your car, buddy. You only got 2 of them.
What?
So,
yeah.
Luke Littler, Daniel Whiffen, Kelly Harrington, Donald Trump, and Kate Middleton.
Yeah.
Top 5 in this country. Love Hard luck, buddy.
The main nominations for the Golden Globes: Baby Reindeer, Ripley, Gary Oldman for Slow Horses, Colin Farrell for The Penguin. Robbie Williams got a nomination for Better Man. Have you seen that?
No.
I haven't seen that yet either. Wallace and Gromit, Keira Knightley for Black Doves, and Eddie Redmayne for The Day of the Jackal, which I have watched 3 episodes of on Now. It's really good.
Everyone's talking
and
about
by
it.
By the way,
yeah.
He's so... He could easily be a James Bond, couldn't he?
Prendeville said there's a scene in it, a long-distance shooting scene. Yeah. He said it's one of the best, most tense bits of telly he's ever seen. It's supposed to be incredible.
Yeah. I would never, ever put him in the James Bond role, but when you see him in that show, he absolutely has it.
Yeah. All right.
Chris Martin and Hollywood superstar Dick Van Dyke were on SNL over the weekend. They've met each other before and it was really cute. Chris Martin relayed a story on the sofa about Dick and his son at an event that Chris was at. Have a listen to this.
This is definitely not Vic Van Dyke.
No.
My favourite moment of the whole... You won't remember this. My favourite moment of the whole shoot was your son is Barry, right? And Barry is, what, 74?
74.
74. And I saw Barry come up to Dick and say, Dad, can I turn the pool slide on? And it was so sweet because it was like a son and his dad. The son asking if he could use the slide into the pool. But they're collectively 176.
That is mad.
That's hilarious.
Isn't it?
It is. It's incredible.
So how old is Dick Van Dyke? He's in his 90s, so.
95, 96.
Isn't
but
it?
Does Dick Van Dyke still send the kids to their room, though? That's.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the
money. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning. How are you?
Nicole's in Douglas, dropping the kids off to her mum's this morning.
Yeah.
And what's the plan? Please tell me you're going shopping. You're going on a shopping blitz this morning. Is that what's going on?
No, I'll have to go to work. Maybe afterwards.
The work thing.
I was going to say, if you're going shopping, Nicole, I'm coming with you.
Yeah, I could do a going with you too, Nicole.
Yeah.
Have you everything organised or are you one of those people that leaves it till the last week?
I am a bit organised, but I'm okay.
Good Fair stuff. Play to you.
Good stuff. Lots of Santa excitement in your house as well, Nicole, yeah?
Yeah, there is a load.
Yeah. How are your elves behaving?
Very, very bold.
Yeah.
Woke up on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
We have four of them at home.
Four?
Four hanging from lights in the kitchen with toilet roll hanging from the lights.
Oh my God.
With strips of Nutella hanging off the
top. Bold.
Toilet. Yeah, very bold. Disgusting and funny. Nicole, let's go for 10 out of 10. The very best of luck. Are you ready to go?
Nicole.
Yeah.
Let's play.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Nicole, what band sing Viva La Vida?
Coldplay.
It's Christmas, There's No Need to Be Afraid. Lyrics from what song?
Band-Aid.
Question number 3. What colour are TV's The Smurfs?
Blue.
The movie Beethoven featured what type of dog?
St. Bernard.
St. Bernard. Question number 5. Who is married to former Beatle John Lennon?
Yoko Ono.
Question number 6. Wakanda is a fictional country in what film? Wakanda. Say that again, sorry.
Kung Fu Panda.
Question number 7. How many pubs do people visit on the Irish Christmas tradition? When they go around, they visit how many pubs?
12.
Question number 8. You're going to need a bigger boat is a quote from what film? You're going to need a bigger boat. It involved a very scary, large, blue
That's right.
creature.
Yeah.
Ah! What was that? Was that the impression of Jaws?
Yeah. That's exactly what it was.
Nicole, we got to number 8 and we ran out of time, and you were doing so well. You got Coldplay, you got Band-Aid, The Smurfs are blue, St. Bernard is correct, Yoko Ono is correct. Black Panther was the name of the movie.
Okay, yeah.
Wakanda is in Black Panther. 12 Pubs at Christmas, You're Gonna Need a Bigger Boat is from Jaws, and we had 2 questions left over. Nicole, it's a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors on its way to you, and if you want to come back, we'd love to have you back on another morning.
Well done, Nicole.
Perfect, thanks a million.
Happy Christmas, Nicole. Bye bye.
Red FM Breakfast
with Now.
I bought a Christmas present. The shopping has begun.
I thought it was going to be something good. Is that it?
I wasn't sure if you could hear me over there.
Who'd you buy it for?
Or herself.
Oh,
yeah.
Did you take mine and Kelly's advice yesterday?
No, oh. I didn't buy her a new husband. I bought her. She made it very easy, actually. She just sent me a link and went, I'd love one of these.
You see?
That makes all the difference, doesn't it?
It makes all the difference. Just ask her.
Somebody was listening to the radio yesterday.
What would you like?
When I was asking what women want.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's one.
Bless her.
Yeah.
Well done. Well, it's a bit of a relief even just to get one off there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I went looking for highlighters. You can't do this job without a highlighter, agreed?
That's very true.
So I went rifling through my drawer,
yeah.
And it's a drawer that I haven't rifled through for quite a while.
Okay.
In it, I found a pink highlighter.
Result.
A twirl.
Result.
And Cork slang book.
Oh, there's stuff that... Oh, hang on. Is that Murty's slang book?
It's called Doucha Boy.
Doucha Boy?
It's an anthology of Cork slang. It's by Morty McCarthy.
It is. Morty was in...
So I opened the page, and the page that I opened is absolutely hilarious because I know every single word on it.
All right, test me on my Cork slang, so...
Well, it says...
I'm so happy you found that book because I used to have a copy of it and I lost it.
It's amazing.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, is Marty in The Sultans of Ping?
I don't know that.
I think so. Does anybody know?
Is that who it is?
I think so.
Well, as in Where's Me Jumper?
Where's Me Jumper band.
I am
pretty sure that's him.
Morty McCarthy, that's such a cool name. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Here's some Cork slang, and I know... All of these.
Okay.
Obviously, the top one is Echo Boys.
Well, that's pretty obvious.
Yeah, newspaper sellers in Cork.
Yeah, that was
It says
tough
the
one.
Echo Boys make a handy few extra bob.
Okay.
Selling the RTE guide.
Really?
I don't know. That's
At
what it
Christmas?
Says.
Yeah. Okay.
Next one, Fla. I know what that is.
Oh, you're an app. That's the nicest thing you could say to somebody.
You're a Fla.
Doesn't it even sound beautiful? Like, not only are you suggesting someone is beautiful,
it sounds like a loaf of bread.
Oh,
or is that a blah?
Don't I flare you and buy your chips?
Yeah. It says, are you flying the situation now?
Now, if somebody, this has various meanings. It's like the F word. It can be used in many different contexts.
Okay.
So if you are a flah, you're beautiful. You're hot to trot.
Okay, all right. Yeah, like she's a flah.
No, if you're flying somebody, that's...
Is that bad?
No, it's not bad. It's like, it's just a different variant
okay.
of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
The next one is Foxer.
Foxer is a job... It's a cash job, so,
yeah. You
know, we're keeping that one off the books.
Yeah, I had a handy couple of foxes in the last few weeks. It says job where no tax is paid.
You're supposed to be doing this in a Cork accent, by the way.
I can't do the Cork accent.
This is what makes it even funnier.
The next one is Funt.
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 Spell it.
F-U-N-T.
Oh, a funt. Yeah, it's a funt up the hoop.
He says it's a kick.
Kick in the arse. I gives him a right funt up the hell.
That's exactly what the explanation is. Go away before I give you a funt up the...
Yeah, it needs to. The give needs to have an S. I gives you.
Next one is girl.
Okay.
That's... Used to address a female of any age. Are you coming down the bingo, girl?
Coming down the bingo, girl.
Are you coming down the bingo, girl?
Yeehaw.
How bad is an expression meaning good? Yeah, you see.
Flip a couple of pages. Go deeper. I want to go into the bowels of Cork slang. Yeah.
Okay. Me dazza.
Me dazza. Now, this is one that's caught me on the hop. Me dazza is kind of a term of endearment again, isn't it?
It says me dazza. Excellent.
Excellent, yeah, okay.
It says excellent, then it says 2 pints of raza.
Raza is raspberry juice, yeah.
Okay, then it says, I think you're me dazza.
Me dazza.
Is that me dad?
Okay, come on.
I think you're me dad.
No, I think it's me dazza. You're my man. You're my buddy. You're sound like. You're me dazza, bye.
Next one is Mebs.
Mebs. Oh, caught on the hop.
Can't tell you what that one means.
Why not?
Because it's rude.
No. Just dance around it. All right. She's pointing to the lower region.
But it's not my, it wouldn't be my lower region, it would be...
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Is it another langer?
No, but close.
Okay.
The things that are next to it.
Oh, right, the danglies.
They're called Mebs.
Are they?
Yeah.
Hoo-ah. Red FM Breakfast with KC. Wake up, get up, Cork's good times. Red FM.